Okay, we will now convene the September 13, 2011 Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. Will those representatives for the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I have reviewed, approved, and now executing the minutes of the special magistrate hearing on August 16, 2011, as well as the minutes of the special magistrate hearing on August 16, 2011. With regard to the Biketoberfest 2011 Master Plan Appeal. All right, with that, we'll go directly to this morning's agenda, and we start with case number 3, Philip Woodham, 614 Tanglewood Street.
Yes, sir.
Pardon? Name review 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
State your name, please.
Philip Woodham.
Raise your right hand. Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr. Woodham, reviewing this matter. Goes back to January 19 of 2011, peeling paint, exterior walls, roof, stairs, windows, exterior doors, and screens. Must have been in compliance by July 6th. Wasn't. Order imposing fine lien was entered July 12th. And I see an affidavit of compliance for August 30, 2011. Okay. Let's say, Mr. Woodham.
The description of the hardship, I believe you have a copy of, and I was able to bring the property into compliance. I thought I had it in compliance when I called to ask for a reinspection. After the reinspection, I found that it wasn't. Still was not completely in compliance.
Okay, well, I've reviewed your lien request, and what it says is that even though you weren't communicating much with us down here at City Hall, you were in communication with Mr. Stenson. You were trying to bring the property into compliance. I'm seeing a number of invoices yes. in here where you obviously incurred some expenses. I'm also reading the financial hardship you've alluded to.
Yes, sir.
What I'm not understanding is how it is we got to the point where we imposed an order, came to the point of a determination of noncompliance, and, well, we seem to have had a lot of activity in this case without you, and that's the part I'm not understanding. And your response is?
This is the first time I've ever dealt with the city on a situation like this. I really don't understand all, I didn't understand all the proceedings, or that I was required to have a general contractor to do the work. I thought a lot of it I could bring into compliance on my own. And
all right, well,
that's
let's
what
see
I
our inspector can backfill some of the history course. Mr. Inspector, let's say the city for the lien request. Waiver. The lien review request.
In response to the request, the city is willing to accept a $500 administrative fee. taking into consideration the cost that he has incurred in bringing the property into compliance. It is currently in compliance. These pictures are from yesterday. Making note that this case was complaint driven, and the city would like, well, I can't really ask for a will for it, but at this point, the property is in compliance, and the city is willing to accept a $500 fee. Okay.
All right. Mr. Woodham, you need to help me understand your circumstance. When did you first become aware that this work needed to be done?
January.
January of 2011?
Yes, sir. I started doing things at that time on my own, trying to bring things into compliance, but the funds to have the...
Okay. Peeling paint, exterior walls, roof, stairs, windows, exterior doors, and screens. As I understood what you told me so far, you didn't realize that you needed a contractor to do some of this.
Yes, sir.
So at some point you had to hire a contractor to do part of the work?
Yes, sir.
When did you do that?
July. I had the building painted in...
So are you getting ready to try to tell me you did all the work that you could without a contractor?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that in July, you've done what you could, and then come July, you started looking for a contractor to assist?
Yes, sir.
In order to finish the work. And so that was the cause for your delay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And once the contractor came on board, how long did it take for the contractor to finish the work required to come into compliance?
From July to August 22nd, about a month.
About a month. Okay. All right. Mr. Woodham is indicating that he had communications with you as far as what was going on or what he was doing or what he was trying to do?
I've had verbal contact with Mr. Woodham over the telephone. Explaining on all the things that he needs to do. He told me what he was doing. I told him what was left and that a licensed contractor needed to be doing all the work in that commercial property. I did meet with him and the contractor on the property on May 23, and that was the final inspection. They had finally came into full compliance. Prior to that, I met with the contractor on the property before the contractor was actually committed to working on the property. And I pointed out all the things that needed to be done. And the contractor understood that, communicated that to Mr. Williams. And then finally, on August 23rd, final inspection of taking compliance.
Okay, by July 6th, the date you were ordered to come into compliance, how much of the work did you complete?
Probably 90%, 90%.
Was the work that was incomplete work that required a contractor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so the work that was done beyond the time allotted for compliance was work that you required a contractor for?
Yes, sir.
You hired a contractor?
Yes, sir.
You had conversations with Mr. Stinson?
Yes, sir.
You told him you were hiring a contractor?
Yes, sir.
You had Mr. Stinson meet with the contractor out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And between the contractor and Mr. Stinson, they came to an understanding as to what was left to be done?
Correct.
And then the work was finished?
Yes, sir.
And then as soon as the work was finished, that's when we get an order of or a notice of compliance in here?
Yes.
All right. And so how many days do we have between July 6th and when this fine cut off? You know how many days that was? We're going from July 6th to
approximately August 47.
47. And what was the amount of the fine? $75 a day?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The city's proposing, I consider reducing the lien on this property down to the sum of $500. Do you have anything you want to suggest in the way of a compromise or a proposal that you'd like me to take into consideration before I try to divine what I think is reasonable given the circumstances as I understand it?
No, sir. That's...
How much did you end up putting financially back into this property in order to bring it into compliance?
$85,000 to $9,000.
Okay. And I see mention of a third mortgage you took out in order to get that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you just bring the property back into compliance, or did you do more than that?
Just brought it back into compliance.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead, given the fact that you made a reasonable effort, although belated somewhat, and also given the fact that you were in need of a contractor to do some of this work, and recognizing that you at least had the good sense to contact the inspector and communicate with him, I'm going to go ahead and reduce the fine from, what is the amount, $3,525?
With interest, $3,537.75.
Okay, recognizing all the positive things you did, I'm going to reduce that lien to the sum of $350. That $350 has to be paid within 30 days. If it's not paid within 30 days, the original lien amount remains as it is. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Case number one, 400 Beach Street Acquisitions, LLC. This matter has been continued here for a progress report. Progress report and determination of a compliance date. All right, why don't we hear a progress report? Who wants to go first?
Okay. Good morning, James Stowers.
Hear from whoever's got the most progress to tell me about. Can that be you?
I hope.
All right.
James Stowers, attorney with Cobb Cole, 150 Magnolia Street, Daytona Beach, here on behalf of 400 Beach Street Acquisitions, LLC. Back in March, we had a hearing. There was a continuance to today. Since that time...
Is that when this disclosure, this revelation came about that the city of Daytona Beach was no longer interested in this property and the owner was then considering turning it into an ACLF? I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, the ALF aspect back off on Daytona Street, not on Beach Street, had been prior to that. The relationship you speak of regarding the potential public-private partnership or really acquisition by the city for some sort of portion of the property along the south section, yes, I believe that was the first time. That was all a slow process that we were learning of the city's cooled interest on the site as you did. I mean, that was a fairly drawn-out process. Since that time, there was another potential purchaser for the southern approximately three-acre section of the property. They had it under contract for a short time, 2-3 month due diligence period. When that occurred, there were potentially significant changes to the perimeter landscape plan, timing issues, cost issues related to demolition. And so we went through that process, and that ended up falling through as well. And so at the end of July, we were back to coming up with putting our rezoning package back together, putting together an updated perimeter landscaping for the entire assemblage of properties, and also putting together a demolition plan. Mark Dow's office, he's an engineer here in town, he's put together a demolition plan for the entire assemblage of properties. He also has a perimeter landscaping plan, which we will be including with our rezoning materials, which we are resubmitting. There are outstanding city staff comments. Sure. We'll be resubmitting on Thursday, and that process, provided we have no outstanding comments with city staff by approximately mid-October, that would put us on a hearing schedule for the rezoning for planning board in, I believe, November, and city commission first and second reading in January 2012. Additionally, since the time of the last hearing, there has been I would call significant work in terms of the environmental issues of this site, particularly We have been, our office has been coordinating with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection related to the Florida Brownfields Program. And what that will do is allow us to give the attention required for a site that has outstanding environmental issues and some unknown environmental issues. And so that will, that process will include a phase one environmental report, which I believe was completed last week, but will also include a more detailed phase two report. The reason I mentioned the Brownfield program, we are expecting, and we have had confirmation from FDEP in terms of the conceptual process, that we will be accepted into that Brownfield program in January 2012. So we've got two sets of dates that are putting us at that January 2012 time frame, and I've spoken with the client, and based on the likelihood of, you know, letting getting a contract for the demolition work and all the other process that leads up to site demolition, we're requesting that we have a final compliance date set finally for March 1st, 2012, which would be just under 6 months. I believe it's 10, 12 days short of 6 months.
And when you reach that compliance date, what is this all going to look like? What am I going to see after?
Well, the demolition plan contemplates currently, and this has not been accepted by the city, obviously, but that demolition plan would include all buildings on all the assemblage of properties, not just 300.
You're saying assemblage of properties, educate me.
Okay, there's 300. There's 300 North Beach Street, but then there's properties 340, 345. There's a variety of properties that is the assemblage of properties that 400 Beach Street Acquisition owns. And so what this is really a much more comprehensive demolition plan than what the notice of violation and the compliance, all of these progress reports have been dealing with. And so what you will see out there in March 1st would be all of the structures down on all the sites. You will cap all the utilities, and we'll have on the back plan, there's the perimeter landscaping plan, so you'll have the palms and the different things, a variety of landscaping on the perimeter of the whole property. The reason that, and you can stop me if I'm going into too much detail, the reason it's somewhat limited in terms of landscape plan is what we're trying to do is get this site from an aesthetic standpoint up to a level that is worthy of North Beach Street here in Daytona Beach, but also appreciates the fact that with the setbacks and with no real future development at this current time, aside from the ALF, which is back off on Daytona Street, that front North Beach Street portion will be, for all intents and purposes, a undeveloped property. And so where the building footprints are now would be sod. There would be the landscaping around the perimeter, and it would be, you know, upgraded to a level which is aesthetically pleasing, but also not so much so that, you know, you're impeding future development because they're going to have to take out all the landscaping that we just put in, because that is in an area that potentially could be wider sidewalks, could be, you know, front patio areas or what have you with future development. So we're trying to accommodate current, but balance that with future development once the real estate market turns around and hopefully we have an end user for the site.
Let's say the city.
The city understands the January, what he's talking about, but we feel that we can get the properties knocked down and demoed, and the rest of the stuff with the city commission can come later. We're asking for December cutoff to knock the buildings down for the demo.
Knock the buildings down for the demo.
Right.
In other words, compliance.
Compliance.
By December.
Knock the buildings down. Does that mean a bunch of rubble?
No. They pull the demolition permit, and that includes, you know, landscaping and putting trees back in, and it's a whole project on its own.
So you're telling me you want this, but you want it in December?
Yes, sir.
And he's saying he wants to do it March.
Completion compliance date of March 1st, so it would be completed by March 1st, or we would start accruing a violation, a fine, a daily fine.
Massive fine.
Client's aware of that.
Mr. LaKelge, if I can just ask for one area of clarification, I think that the perception has always been that we've been talking about the assemblage of property, but we've had it defined as 300 North Beach, and the assemblage is actually multiple addresses and that whole parcel area. And so I don't know if council agrees or disagrees with that, but that's what, and me talking with city staff, that's always been the understanding that we were dealing with this as the that whole assemblage of property.
Well, if he tells me he's going to go clean up more than we're asking to, I'm willing to hear that. Are you telling me the assemblage of properties is something beyond 300 North Beach Street?
Yes.
What are the other addresses?
Oh, here it is. From my understanding, speaking with our environmental folks, the properties are located at 340 through 354. That is where the primary environmental issues are.
Okay, 300, I assume, is the old Chrysler dealership?
Correct.
What is 340 to 354? Just help me get my bearings.
That's that vacant lot where they might have put oil in while they were fixing cars and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up to Lloyd Buick or including Lloyd Buick?
Including Lloyd Buick.
Including Lloyd Buick.
Correct.
So you're telling me come March, you'll knock down everything?
Hmm. Yes.
Well, what's that street right there?
San Juan.
Pardon?
San Juan.
San Juan.
Okay. Is San Juan and Beach Street the intersection where the Chrysler dealership used to be? So you're telling me you're going to knock down everything from on Beach Street, and I know this is a clumsy way of saying it, so bear with me. You're going to knock everything from San Juan and Beach Street north, including the Lloyd Buick dealership. So I guess that brings us up to what, Carl's Speed Shop or something
exactly,
like that?
Exactly, but it's actually from Mary McLeod that fit into Carl's Speed Shop.
Yep. Carl's Speed Shop. Okay. And you're saying just make them knock down 300 by December?
My case is 300. If he's willing to do more,
you willing to stipulate to do these others if I consider giving you to March to get it all done?
Yes, sir.
So you're willing to stipulate to the inclusion of these other properties into this case if I'm willing to consider allowing you to March to do it?
I'm agreeable to that.
Okay. You got a problem with that?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry.
He's talking about expanding this case to include the properties. The addresses he's given me are from 340 to 354, this assemblage of properties mm-hmm. that we keep referring to. You have been focusing on 300.
300
he's focusing on more than that. I'm focusing on more than that. I'm considering him giving the time he wants if he's willing to include these others and give me more than it's just being requested here. And so, let's say the city, for whatever it's worth.
Just give me a moment to go, and I think it's a little bigger than that, so let me just go and talk for a moment.
Right, and I don't want to put you on the spot. If you need to consult with somebody,
I'm just looking for clarity.
You hold the things, and I don't want to be unfair. If you feel the need to talk to somebody, go talk.
Well, I'm not being disingenuous. I mean, that is the demolition plan that we're submitting on Thursday, and that includes everything. And so that is the plan that we're pursuing right now. And so I'm comfortable moving forward on that.
You've seen this plan, Mr. Inspector?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, this is great to me. It does, in fact, relate to the very properties that we're talking about here.
Okay, based upon that plan, the city would agree with the first, whatever that March 1st date. Was it March 1st? What were we talking?
Yes, sir.
I think the cutoff would be March 2nd.
March 7th, 2012.
But that would represent all everything that's represented there.
Let's all speak plain English here so we're not what we're talking about. We started this case talking about 300 North Beach Street.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lacaz, we need more involvement.
I'm sorry, sir. Based on current demolition standards and what we would require from this site, that's all structures, all asphalt, all concrete, regrading, perimeter landscaping, and interior seating of the site.
Well,
that would be our demolition standard.
I appreciate that. What I was going to say is that is being submitted to the city and bring the buildings down and sodding or seeding the footprints of the existing buildings. That is part of our plan, but that would certainly be subject to change, unfortunately, because the city would have to agree to it. I mean, we have to get the demo permit, and so we agree with the concept, but I just want to make clear that we can't just simply agree to that exact demolition plan because it may change based on the city's input on it. We're willing to proceed with the demolition plan.
It sounded easy a few minutes ago. You started talking, and now it seems to be dissipating here. All right, let's get back to... I'm assuming you're familiar with the city's regulations, which I think is what our zoning officer was just making certain that everyone was wary of as far as all these stipulations that we're making. So, because I want the record to be clear here, this case involves 300 North Beach Street. As I understand by stipulation from the respondent is stipulating to the inclusion of 340 to 354 Beach Street into this case matter as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
You're also stipulating that the properties from 350 to 354 would be considered in noncompliance. It's going to be a tough sell if you try to convince me otherwise. But we don't need to get held up on noncompliance. In any event, you are amenable to this case covering 300 and 340 to 354, and you're stipulating that your plan is going to bring 300 into compliance, and it's also similarly going to bring 340 to 354 are going to be similarly reworked, as is 300. Is that correct?
340 through 354 will be incorporated into the demolition plan, which will resolve the issues on 300 North Beach Street.
And
we've resolved the outstanding code violation issues on 300 North Beach Street.
And we'll also include demolition of properties at 340 to 354.
Correct.
We'll also, and these properties that we're alluding to are incorporated within this plan.
Correct.
And so they will also be subject to the landscaping features that you've incorporated into this plan.
Correct. It's a separate landscape plan, but correct, yes.
Is there anything else I need to cover here?
Nope. Sounds like you got it all.
Okay. Then with those stipulations, with the amendment of this case to include those additional properties, I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by March 7, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. That's what we're going to talk about next. Okay, is this really going to happen, or do I need progress reports, or what have you? I probably don't want some progress reports anyway, but are there going to be milestones that are going to occur between now and March that I would like to see satisfied to keep everyone on track here?
Yes, we believe this will be completed March 1st.
I understand. What are some of the milestones I might look forward to along the way?
Pulling permits.
When would you expect that to happen?
What do you think, 30 days?
Demolition permits?
No, to ask for demolition. I didn't say not to get it, but to put all your paperwork in.
I'd have to talk to the client.
The whole thing's done.
Okay, well, educate me. Walk me through the process. Okay, he needs to submit permit. He needs to submit demolition permits. He needs to get demolition permits.
Right.
Tell me what I want us all to reconvene so we can make sure everyone's on task here.
Actually, what he has to do, Mr. Bukelja, is go through the site plan process. That would be step one. The next milestone would be a public hearing at the planning board. That's anticipated from what he says to be
November 17th.
November planning board. Then January city commission meeting. So those are all pretty large milestones. I mean, he could pull a building, I mean, a demolition permit today, but I don't believe that we could issue it immediately.
And all of those events are for his rezoning request?
Correct.
What does that have to do with me?
I'm not quite sure either.
I don't think that's anything to do with me. It doesn't have anything to do with this order either.
Theoretically, he could pull a demolition permit in 30 days.
All right, well, why don't we just schedule 60 days for a progress report?
Okay.
We also would like to performance bond, if he can, on this deal.
Is that something within my purview?
If he agrees to it.
I'm not sure. I agree with the special magistrate. I think we're getting beyond the purview of this code and special magistrate hearing. They're going to ask me to rezone the property right here in front of you too.
No, they're not. I know my place. I know everybody would like to. Right while the iron's hot, but fair is fair. City's looking for a performance bond. That's outside my purview. You can take that up with the city.
All right.
As I've been, but because I know my place. And when I say I know my place, that means I want the respondent to be aware of that all of this has nothing to do with all the rezoning requests that may be submitted or what the respondent's future intentions are with regard to the property. I'll expect this to be done no matter what. Okay. Any other topics anybody wants to air out while we're all here, or are we done?
Just to clarify, the 60-day progress report would be for November 8th.
Okay. Very good. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Case number two, Halifax Reclamation Incorporated, Robert Plank.
Another case with a long history. Good morning.
Mr. Plank, can you testify?
I don't believe so.
This matter is here for the imposition of a fine. How did we get to that point? But we're all getting along.
We're actually in compliance to us. This case is in compliance.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine. Let me hear from the city first.
We're in compliance today?
We're in compliance. And we're all in agreement that we're in compliance?
Yes.
Great. So I don't need to consider any imposition of fines.
That's no, we would like to have a will find though put in place.
Hey, what?
Do you want to be heard on a will find?
What's a will find?
It's in case the property comes in non-compliance again, then they get an automatic fine.
Your Honor,
I'm not going to be honest with you. No, I'm not interested. The scope of this work was pretty broad, and I don't even know how I would fashion a will find. To be perfectly honest with you. The components would be so numerous, given the scope of work that's been attended to, I just have a hard time seeing it. So, no, I'm not going to interpose. I'm not going to consider a will find that demands some noncompliance in the future. Go ahead and notice it.
Okay, thank you, Judge.
So I'm marking this down as in compliance, and Mr. Plank, thank you for your efforts.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
And thank you, Mr. Inspector. Case number three, Mildred Clear Incorporated and Vandal of Daytona Incorporated. All right, not seeing a respondent, let's see the city.
They've been putting a lot of work in here, and I'd like to give them another 30 days, and I'd like to amend it for the next cutoff.
Okay.
amended back to, because as you see, they've done all this work. They've got the two little marks in the back, the two old windows, but they've really improved this property tremendously. And what do you think?
How old is that building?
Oh, that's... And now they've acquired the building to the east of it, and now they're improving that at this time.
And how exactly do you pronounce it? I've never understood.
I don't know. It's in Celtic.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of my curiosity. All right. So you're looking for an amendment of our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent to the next cutoff?
Yes, sir.
All right, we will amend our current order, our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until October 5, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay?
Thank you.
Case number 4, Lodoro Properties Incorporated. You've got that. It's time to drop the hammer. Look, we've babysat this property as long as a good Christian can, and it's really time to move on.
Pretty much, yes. As of yesterday, my reinspection showed that some of the boards have been removed from the windows. The property is still unoccupied. However, in the rear of the property, there's a pile of trash, which would give me the suspicion that there has been work going on in the inside. Since our last hearing, I've had no contact with the property owner, no phone calls, no emails, and the city is recommending $75 per day.
Is this considered owner-occupied or non-owner-occupied?
This is non-owner-occupied.
And they were to be in compliance by September 7th?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and find, based on noting the absence of the respondent at this morning's proceedings, based on our inspector's report, I'm going to go ahead and find the respondent, so it's $75 per day commencing September 7, 2011, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is either in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached $15,000, whichever occurs first. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Case number 5, James W. Corwin.
Hi. Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Brent Pryor.
I'm sorry, Brent?
Brent Pryor.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, we are here for a progress report. The initial violation involved, well, it just says renovations without permits. So, what progress do we have?
The three things that were asked for us, registration with the police for no trespass has been done. The back wall that was open has been boarded up. Property has been maintained.
Okay. I take it have we set a compliance date in this case?
I believe at the time he basically stated that he wasn't going to do anything further at the time with the property. Was going to seek to either sell the property or give to Habitat for Humanity. So he's in the process of looking at both of those.
Okay, let's say the same.
I had a conversation with the property owner yesterday, and he stated exactly what he just said, that he did the trespass arrest site, secured the property. Those are things that you ordered in term of bringing the property into compliance. However, there has been no permits, and the last word the property owner says that he is still attempting to sell property on Craigslist.
So the city's under the, I would say, no progress at this point, because nothing has actually changed.
All right, how much time should it take to bring the property into compliance?
The amount of work there, I would say 60 days.
What is needed to be brought to compliance?
Well, the violation with renovations without permits. What would have to happen is that you have to apply for permits for the work that's already done.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be inspected by the building department and signed off on.
So you're stating to us that we have to continue progress on that property? In other words, because we've been told by a person licensed that the property would not be worth fixing.
I cannot speak to that, but traditionally, any work done on any property has to be permitted, has to be inspected by the building department. If it's done without the permits,
mm-hmm.
the inspection still occurs. You just accrue an additional fee for doing the work without the permits. As far as the value of the property and what you guys are willing to put into it, that's entirely up to you guys. I have no control over that.
Because at the time we were told that was what was necessary, not to touch the property, not to continue any work on the property. We were not told we were needed to get any permits because we weren't going to do any further work on it.
Well, part of the problem is you got a structure there. So what do you get? You know, structures have to be like dynamic creatures. They either live or they disappear.
Right.
I haven't heard you mention demolition. So that means the structure is there. And then the question is the city going to tolerate a boarded up building? And
right.
The answer to that is indefinitely, no. A boarded up building to allow or accommodate somebody to come into compliance, yeah, that they will allow. So the options actually are kind of limited. You're either knocking it down or you're fixing it up, one or the other. Anyway, that having been said.
I guess one other problem we have, Mr. McKell, is the fact that they did initiate these this renovation without the permits. We're kind of left with that forced position of
right. Now we're in limbo because now you're on the docket.
We had contracted someone to do the permits. They had stated to us that they did and they started work. They never pulled the permits. They actually took our money and ran. And that's why we're here at this point right now.
So I guess what I'm saying, as long as the building exists, it requires us to make a determination whether the work done without the permits is acceptable work. So that remains as the violation, as long as the building's there.
See, compliance at this point means either finishing what you started,
right,
or knocking it down.
So we're not going to be given any time to actually find an outside buyer?
Not at all. Not of any interest to us. You could be doing that for years.
Right.
You could literally be doing that for years. I don't mean to sound unsympathetic, but private property is your private property.
Understand.
You sell for $1 billion, I'm happy for you.
Right.
If it's stuck with a lemon, I feel for you.
Right.
But it's still yours.
Okay.
Now, you know, we can allow some time if we know there's going to be some finality at some point.
Right.
But we still need somebody to tell us there is going to be an end game here, and here's what it is. And if you get lucky and manage to pedal it along the way, more power to you. But if the end game arrives, then and it's not done. So the question right now is compliance. I guess what I'm saying is, and I'm just thinking out loud here, you don't have to do what I say. If I were standing in your shoes, I'd say, why don't you give me about 6 months, and I'll have to bring it into compliance or I'll knock it down, one or the other.
Okay.
And I will keep it secure to the city standards in the interim, and I will maintain the exterior. I will try to keep as low a profile as I possibly can so as not to irritate the neighbors.
Absolutely.
And then during the course of those 6 months, I will either have that property brought back into compliance or it will be demolished. And if I don't do either of those, I recognize you'll be fining me from that point on.
Understand.
That's my just kind of walking around sense as to what I might say if I were in your shoes. And that's, of course, without having heard from the city as far as how upset they're going to be over that suggestion.
Now, I here on behalf of Mr. Corwin, I would have to talk with him in regards to that, but I'm sure he's probably going to be in a position to say
well,
yes.
You're here now, so you're getting ready to make the call.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay, what did you want to suggest or say?
City would like to suggest 3 months instead of six, because this case did come as a police issue. Yes, it is being maintained. We can't allow it to go back to where it was. So I would say 3 months. 6 months is just too long.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to take your decision rating off your chest. All right. I'm going to go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until December 7, 2011, to bring the property into compliance, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Under a further order that the property be secured to city standards in the interim and that the exterior be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Failing either of those two requirements, the respondent can be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, so as it stands right now, you got between now and December 7th to try to figure something out.
Okay.
And hopefully
we'll have it figured out.
We'll have it figured out.
Yes.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you. All right. So, is there a listing somewhere with the requirements for
case number six, Rivas Florida Commercial LLC?
Yeah.
Good morning.
All right. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine. Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
City says it's in compliance as of 9/12/11.
Very good. Case number seven, Denise M. Koprowski, I have as being in compliance. Case number eight, Walter W. White III, Robert H. White, and Frederick C. White. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
I would like to amend it to the November cutoff. There are three owners, family members. One is buying it from the other two. He is in constant contact with me every day, sometimes a couple times a day, about the purchase, and actually I have an email from him. It is his intention to purchase it. He's already made a number of improvements. It looks better already. He's going to be working on it. So I would like to give him till November to actually make the purchase and continue on with the improvements, and I'm hoping for compliance in November, but I know we'll have significant progress.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I'm going to amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until November 2, 2011 to come to compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 9 is in compliance. Case number 10, Osip Medeha. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
The last communication, I received a message from the property owner who's, I guess he's unable to do the work himself, and his siblings or his sons were coming down to help him out. They got caught up in the hurricane deal up north. He said they would be down prior to this hearing. They haven't. I haven't had any other contact from them since then. And as of yesterday, the property is still in non-compliance. The city would like
to... Is that a picture, the trash that we're talking about that has to be removed?
Part of it.
It's more extensive than that.
Correct. That's even more on... probably 10 yards to the south. That's right next
to... It'd take a whole lot of work to get this done.
That's correct. It wouldn't.
Okay. All right. It's here for the imposition of the fine. What do you propose?
$50 per day.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I'm going to fine the respondent so $50 per day commencing September 7, 2011 and continuing each day thereafter. Until the property is in compliance or the amount of fine reaches the sum of $10,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 11, Aaron R. Mitchell. I've seen you respond to the state of the city.
I have had verbal contact with the property owner, finally. He stated that he was going to bring the property into compliance by obtaining the occupational license. He has not. He has not applied nor acquired. So the city would be asking for a $250 administrative fee.
Based on our inspector's report, I will go ahead and impose the $250 administrative fee for failure to obtain rental license. Case number 12, Sophia Gregory. Seeing a respondent with the city.
I've had zero contact since this case began. It's a police issue. The property is just in it needs to be demolished. No contact. There were property management stickers. They've been called. Property has been posted. There's still been no response. It's an ongoing police problem. It's unsecure, or it varies between being secure and unsecure. Great big old tree laying across the house right now as well. City is asking for a $200 day fine until compliance is met.
That's about what I was thinking. All right, based on our inspector's report, I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent the sum of $200 per day commencing September 7, 2011, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is this owner occupied or not owner occupied?
It's not occupied at all. So I would say non owner occupied.
Until the property is in compliance or the fine reaches the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 13, Aaron Mitchell. Not seeing a respondent, we'll say the same.
This is the same as his other property, case number 11. No occupational license. None been applied for or acquired. City's asking for $250 administrative fee.
Court will hereby order the respondent pay the $250 administrative fee for failure to obtain rental license. Case number 14, Hollywood Heights LLC. Anyone here for the respondent? Come on up.
Good morning.
Say your name, please.
Sean Duesney, registered agent.
Can you spell your last name, please?
D-U-S-Z-N-Y.
Can you raise your right hand?
Oh, sorry.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, is it Mr.
Duesney?
Duesney.
Well, and it would be nice if it was Duesney.
With Hollywood Heights LLC?
I'm the registered agent and property manager.
Okay. So you have authority to speak for Hollywood Heights?
Yes, I do.
Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
I agree that when it was presented to me, there was some mold issues. I was told that it was some mold under a air conditioning unit. Nothing was mentioned to me about a fence until I actually received the notification. I picked it up and I was on vacation, so I didn't, I've painted the fence anyway, but I was notified it was an issue under an air conditioning unit. When I called the same day that, or a couple days after I was notified.
At or about the time that you were notified, were there exterior surfaces that had deteriorated, decayed, or disintegrated?
I noticed that I asked what the issues were, and that's as far as judging what or what isn't, I'm not quite sure. But I did look at the area that they said was a problem, and I cleaned it up.
So. Okay, do we acknowledge there was a problem?
Yes.
Find the respondent in non-compliance. Madam Inspector, how long should it take for the property to come into compliance?
So I can go inspect it today and tomorrow.
Okay, is the work supposed to be done already?
It appears that way. He brought some pictures for me today, and it looks like it's in compliance.
So I'm gathering from this conversation you've already dealt with this?
Yes.
As far as you're concerned? And you've already requested an inspection?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope that inspection goes smoothly, but I take it we're all in agreement that if you were given until October 5th to make sure everything was in compliance, you would have no trouble doing that.
Yes.
All right. And I will go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by October 5th, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. As you're already aware of, you need to stay in touch with the inspector. I hope your inspection goes well. If you've got more to do, be sure to contact her and get her back out. She'll file a notice of compliance in the file. That'll be the end of it.
Okay.
Mr. Joseph, this question, we have indicated LHD Granger, LLC, as the registered agent. Did you change registered agent?
That is the registry. That is the registered agent.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now it's yourself as the registered agent.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Case number 15 I have as being in compliance. Case number 16, Terry and Russell W. Claunch.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Russell Claunch.
You solemnly swear from the testimony about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Claunch, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
All right, then I find the respondent noncompliance. Mr. Inspector, how much time should it reasonably take the respondent to come into compliance?
To the next cutoff.
All right, Mr. Claunch, the next cutoff that he's suggesting would be October 5, 2011. What do you say?
That'd be fine.
All right, very good. Then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by October 5, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do I need to call you?
You said you're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Case number 17.
What a bank board is
in Properties, LLC.
This is you.
Tell me, Chuck.
Okay.
Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Non-compliance, next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by October 5, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 18, OPC Investments, LLC. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? If not, what say the city?
This is also a non-compliance, next cutoff.
This is failure to obtain occupational license?
Correct.
So this is a $250 administrative fee?
Correct.
Okay. Based on the report of our inspector, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the imposition of the administrative fee for failure to obtain occupational license. Case number 19, Frederick and Sabrina Medever. Good morning.
Good morning. This is a rental property. It is rented. It has debris, inoperable unlicensed vehicles on the property, and no occupational license on file with the city of Daytona.
Okay. All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to commit compliance by October 5, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the administrative fee for failure to obtain occupational license. My notice of violation only says no occupational license, so I assume if there are other matters that we want to talk about with regard to this property, they'll be cited.
Yeah, it was cited. It should be.
All right. Well, it is the next case. Thank you. There we go. Next case, Frederick and Sabrina L. Medover. And I think I just pretty much got the rundown. How much time do you think it would reasonably take for the respondents to come into compliance?
To remove all the debris is 15 days, city's requesting.
Okay. All right, then with regard to case number SMG091197, also involving Frederick and Sabrina L. Medever, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by October 5, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 21, I have is in compliance. Case number 22, Merrill Lloyd. No occupational license for rent. Okay, not seeing the respondent, what say the city?
This non-compliance next cutoff. Their last occupational license expired 9/30/09.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to commit to compliance by October 5, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for imposition of the administrative fee for failure to obtain rental or occupational license. Case number 23, Calle Grande Land Trust, dated 3/23/09. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? If not, what say the city?
That's compliance 8-2.
All right, that concludes our agenda, with the exception of any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate.
No.
Pardon?
I can't think of anything.
I received those two memoranda. I think I got them Friday. I think one of them actually was in my fax machine on Monday morning. But I've got the two of them. I haven't looked at them yet, but I will. And then I'll contact you with regard to the orders that we'll prepare.
Okay.
Fashion, because I'm going to try to stay within the standard order as much as possible. All right. So if there's nothing else to be brought before the special magistrate,